Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, man, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
But you're not laughing, man. So you need to get you need to get real, bro.
Damn it, ain't no way in the hell we can build this damn show tonight, man. Damn it.
Well, wait a minute, man. You can't let that get you down,
oh,
man. You can't
let them moonshine down there, bitch. God damn it, you're trying to laugh at.
Hey, brother, look, check it out, man. You can't get down and out like that, brother. I can't let you do it, man. The show must go on, so. Hey, look, man, I really don't care what you got going on, man. All I know is the show must go on.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something, Cedar. I spent that damn rent money. I was gonna give it to you this week, but it's gone now.
Damn, man! You spent my rent money.
I'm sorry, Cedar. That damn pickup burned a lot of gas. I got a diesel.
Wow!
And then she has her to try to wash my damn truck. Now, that's a lot of waste right there already.
Yeah. Okay, Willie. I got you. Hey, Willie, let me introduce my guest, man. I got some guests on the phone with us.
About your damn guests. I got trouble over here, damn. I need somebody to talk to.
hey, Willie, hold on for a minute, man. Let me introduce my guests, man. I have LT Lewis on the phone from Lawless Radio.
Hey, you're not a goddamn counselor. Ain't nothing he can tell me.
Well, he probably can tell you something, Willie. Just hold on for a second. Hold on, man. Hey, check it out, man. Willie, hold on for 1 second, brother. Just hold on.
Oh, goddamn. Hey,
LT, are you out there?
Yeah, man. It's TL, Lawless Radio. What's going on?
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
Hey, man, it's
so
all good,
like
man.
Get out down there, goddammit.
What's up?
Hey, that's Willie, brother. That's Willie the Ratnik talking to you right now, man. Willie is the co-host
of the
show,
man.
What's going
on? What's happening with you, brother?
I don't know what the hell you are. I'm not speaking to you. I got problems. I got damn issues. So you're supposed to be helping with these damn issues. Damn it, he called every damn body.
I got a show to do tonight, bro. I got a show to do tonight. And I can't get my man, the fashion designer on the phone. I can't get Jawazim on the phone, man. I don't know what's up with that. But also, I got my man, Court Kendricks, on the phone line. What's up, Court Kendricks?
What's going on with you? What's good with you?
Hey, man, everything is cool. Everything is copacetic. Hey, can you call your manager up on your phone? Do you think you can do that?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, check it out. And when you call her up, tell her to call the other gentleman so we can get him on the phone, please.
Okay.
LT, you're going to be the first one up, LT. Because, LT, you're in the middle of a radio show right now, right?
Right. I'm live right now, man. I'm watching my minute.
Okay. Check it out, brother. I tried to call you on that phone line, but you weren't there to accept it. You weren't there basically to put me on. Hey, you want me to call it back right now and see if it'll work?
Yeah. Go ahead. Try it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to do that for you while I'm doing that. My man, Willie, can you tell us a little bit about what was going on with that situation that you were talking about, brother?
Hey, I'm down here in damn Florida. I got a goddamn flat in this damn diesel.
Wow.
I'm trying to get back to Mississippi. I was down here in the goddamn Everglades, whatever the hell this is. This woman is damn rich. I'm going to tell you something, Cedar. That's not my damn cup of tea. I'm looking for a goddamn, I'm looking for white trailer trash, and damn, I'll end up with a damn rich crap woman. What the hell is going on in the world?
Yeah, these niggas is funny, though.
Hey, you know what? I got Ben from the UK on the phone also, guys. I got my man Ben on the phone. What's up, Ben?
Not much. Just been in the studio today, you know. I told you about it, making a new crunk beat, just attempting crunk, and it sounds pretty good at the moment.
Cool. You guys are in for a big treat, man. My man Ben is going to give away a beat tonight. We give it away tonight, or maybe not tonight, if nobody calls in. Okay. Hey, LT, that's not going to work, my man. I'm going to have to call. call you on. I'm gonna have to talk to you on this phone, brother, because your music was on
that
phone.
What the hell was that damn noise right there? Shut. I can't stand this damn noise. Listen, I don't know you're not black tonight. And you gotta ask that Willie Nelson for me or something. No, it's not black, so it's really getting to.
Hey,
yo, why are you so mad?
that station's not gonna work, man, because I'm getting feedback on it.
Yeah, it's not letting you down too. Hey, I did. Hey,
yeah,
man.
Okay, that's what's up. Let me see. Okay, hey LT, we're gonna talk to you on this phone, man. I hope we can work it out.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay. Look, check it out, brother. Before we get the show started, I got one more guy that's about to give me his number so I can call him up, and we're going to get him on the phone lines. But instead of doing that with you guys, so you guys won't hear it, I'm going to put that phone on blank and find a track for you guys. Hey, Willie, check it out, brother. I got something for you, Willie. I hope this makes you feel all right a little bit, because I know you're down and out, so I hope this song right here bring you back.
All right, buddy, go for it. I don't feel better right now with that damn music. I try to feel better, but and I got this damn
moonshine.
I'm just feeling really terrible right about now. I got a hangover and every damn thing. Just got pulled over by a goddamn Florida cop. Damn near got a DUI ticket or whatever. I told him I was high with that damn gasoline, that damn diesel. I got a damn leak in my damn tank.
Hey, man, you're having a rough day, brother, looks like. Sounds like everything you do is turning out wrong, man. What's up with you?
You know something? They used to call me Mr. Goldfinger back in the day. But, I mean, every damn thing I touch seemed to turn to goddamn salt or whatever.
hey, dude, you don't be all right. Wow. Hey, brother, you're going to be all right in a minute. Just give it a minute. You're going to be all right, all right? Hey, guys, check it out. We're going to a song. We're coming back from man LT on the phone lines from Lawless Radio, guys. We're going to see what this dude's all about. Don't go anywhere.
What if I told you that God and the devil made a wager, kind of standing bet for the souls of all mankind? No direct contact with humans. That would be the rule. Just influence. See who would win.
I don't believe in the devil.
You should. He believes in you.
I know you never thought we'd make it. In the name of Allah.
Hate it.
I know you never thought we'd make it. And it's Christ and his messenger.
Mistaken.
I'm talking MLM.
Make it.
I'm talking HEM.
HMLF.
Even
though you hate it.
I'm with you with yo, look. I'm a vice lord in a black stone, a disciple. I am the backbone of the NOI, a mighty FOI. And look, I never die, all I do is multiply. Cause I'm mathematics, I am Islam. I am scientific, like the H-bomb that can form a mountain. I got no room for doubt, my cup it runneth over. It's like a water fountain, the well of Zamzam. I am that I am, she knows all about. She see it through your webcam. I'm Al Bayallah, but that's the house of God, Lord of the universe. The sun, the moon, the stars. The stone that fell from heaven. The past, the future, present. I am supreme wisdom. My master gave me lessons. I got them memorized. Now they crystallize. Man, I do for self. I am an enterprise. I'm the institution that tells Satan lose them. And look, I never bow down unless I make ablution. I'm the reason that you make a circuit round the Kaaba. I'm the arm of Allah when he show his power. The exponent in your worst opponent's master plan. I am the hidden city underneath the Meccan sand. They want to get my wisdom. I am a Muslim Christian and a Jew, the destroyer of polytheism. I'm Muhammad when he shook and got revelation. I am Esau at the transfiguration. I am Musa when he brought you civilization. I am Ibrahim when he laid the foundation. I'm the voice of God. I tell the people who's the boss. Part of the chosen few, the lost and found, we paid the cost. I was stolen, raped, and murdered.
man, I suffered loss. That's why I tell the whole world with authority.
I am the mind, partner the mind, not a building. I am the mind, father destroyed, rebuild me. I am the mind, see everywhere I put my foot down. I am the mind, it's just like a season of root down. Listen to me, man, I am the mind. When I came, I was comatose. I am the mind, but Farrakhan filled me with the Holy Ghost. I am the mind, the sun is rising in the west now. I am the mind, the FOI is the best now. Listen to me, man, I am the mind. I'm a place of prostration. I am the mind, I'm a citizen in God's nation. I am the mind, they used to say we wasn't Muslim. I am the mind, now they say that you ain't real Muslim. I am the mind, you know some people, man, gon' misunderstand what I'm saying. And they gon' think that I mean what I'm saying in an arrogant way. But that's not me. In all humility, I mean it in the same way as when Master Farah Muhammad gathered the people. Wherever he gathered them, that became the mosque. I mean it in the same way that when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to go to prison, when he got the brothers gathered around him, that became the mosque. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan held FOI class in one of the brothers' homes. That was the mosque. So I mean it in the same way. So what you think is going on through your speaker right now? I am the mosque. I am the ma, 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 I am the
ma. That was my man right there, guys. That was my man right there. That was Get Man. That guy's on top of it. That was Gad Turner right there. Everybody that's listening in, that was Gad Turner right there. He's a Muslim in the mosque. He was singing about it. He's in the mosque. Hey, that guy right there has a lot going on, guys. Okay.
Hey,
yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Why the hell are you going to sit up and defend me like this? I'm serious. You're black people. It's Black History Month, whatever. I don't give a damn about your Black History Month, buddy.
You don't give a damn about Black History Month? What are you talking about, brother?
I don't care about that, but I got some issues right here dealing with this black woman. I like black women, but hell, I went down there and flew her. I drove 14 damn hours looking for a damn trail of trash, and damn it, I couldn't get her. She's a goddamn imposter.
Well, look, hey, brother, you're going to be all right, man. It's going to work out for you, man.
I thought we could go damn hunt together or whatever. I thought we can go with them, go fishing or one of them big cults or whatever. And this damn woman right here talking about going to a damn aquarium holding hands and all that kind of shit. I'm just pissed off, Caesar, because this damn internet dating, this ain't working for me. This ain't cutting the cake.
Wow. Hey, brother, look, man, you can't date off the internet, man. Everybody knows that right now. So everybody that's listening in to this show, I see a lot of you guys out there that's tuned in right now. Remember one thing that DJ Black Caesar said, if you don't remember anything else. Do not try to get a girlfriend or a wife off of the internet. Don't do it, because it's not always going to be what it's cracked up to be, guys. You're going to travel and go somewhere. You're not going to have enough money. You're going to get there. You're going to see it's not the person you want to be with. And then what you going to do then? Then you got to get home, man. So, you guys, please don't do it. If you know anything, if you listen to DJ Black Caesar, then do me a favor and don't do it. Willie made a mistake, so Willie's living with his consequences now, and Willie is pissed off.
Hey, Caesar, I need you to send me about $35 there. I know you rent and shit, but, you know, you need to send me about $35 there. I need to put some more damn gas in this damn diesel.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, my brother. What you need to do is pay your damn rent.
Hey, my brother, Caesar. Listen,
well,
I'm not your brother.
Pay your rent. Pay your rent, man. Pay your rent, man. Pay your rent, you know. When you get back, you still owe rent. So, you know what? Don't worry about it, man. While you're gone, I'm going to put your shit out. Hey, you know what? Hey, let's get on with the interview, guys. I got my man LT on the phone. What's up, LT?
Hey, man,
that's
TL, man, the chairman. What's going on, y'all?
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, man. Mr. Lewis,
what's
going
on with the rent over here, buddy? Ain't nothing but the rent going on. The damn Caesar has been. He's been an asshole about my damn rent. I don't know what the hell wrong with him.
Hey, brother. Lewis, check it out, man. You got to look over this guy, man. I know he's a co-host, but he's actually insane, man. Dude is crazy, man. Hey, LP, I got a question for you. I got a question. How long you been doing music? And basically tell us how you got started, man. And, hey, you know what? Give me a real name also, because I keep getting the name wrong.
That's T.L. Lewis, man. T.L. Lewis, the chairman.
T.L. Lewis. Okay, brother. I got you. Okay.
All right.
I've been looking at LP. I got it written in my calendar as LP, man, so I'm probably going to make a couple more mistakes.
Hey, man.
LP, he's a trap lizard all the time.
No, man, that ain't me, though, bro. That ain't me, man. Hey, no, man, I've been at it for a hot minute, man, over 20 years, man, producing and everything, man. We established Lawless Entertainment, what is it now, 19 years ago. You know, we've been predominantly doing a lot of underground, lot with the underground movement, man. But lately, man, things have been real good. You know, a lot of the artists we've been working with, you know, been working their way up into mainstream. Right now you got Piano Man. I sent you over some of the music from him. You know, and the same for Flo Nettis. You know, they got real good buzz and everything out there. You know, but for me, myself, man, I've been falling back, man, on the production side, man.
Okay. That sounds good, man.
Yeah.
I heard your artist. I thought it was you, brother, but it's your artist, huh?
Yeah. One of the tracks is me, that Double L Salute. I'm actually on there with Piano Man.
Oh, okay. I think I did hear you. Okay. I was listening to one of the songs, man, and I think I was you on there.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. Hold on for a minute, man, TL. Everybody that's not on the show, if you got your phones on, if you're not talking right now, please put your phones on mute because I hear all that background noise, and it's really interfering with me and TL.
Hey, Caesar. Hey, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
This
was,
man.
Yeah, I know. I see your number, brother. I see your number. Hey, put your phone on mute, though, brother, because I'm into an interview right now with my man, CL.
Well, look, I'm on vacation with my family, bro, so I really can't put my phone on mute.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I was just trying to call in and show some love. But I'm on vacation with my family, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Are you doing an interview tonight or what?
I mean, I will, but I'm just saying, you ain't giving me no notice on this, yo. Like, you just sprung it on me, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but I will,
know.
But I'm in a house full of people. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know,
I can't hear anything with your phone, man. Can you mute out your phone, man?
All right, that's what it is.
Hey.
Okay.
This guy here out of control. Let them things are out of control. You call me in the middle of me drinking some damn moonshine, and you want to do it down the show. I know I'm the co-host, but... This is getting out of
their
hand.
Hey, TL, I'm sorry about that, brother. I'm sorry about that. Now, you were saying,
hey,
my man.
Hey, don't trip. Yeah, don't trip, man. But, I mean, Wednesdays, man, you know, you can catch me right now. I'm live. You're actually talking to me on my show. So y'all can send a shout-out to the Lawless World Order right now. Y'all got y'all packs through for my show. You know, and, I'm here live, man.
Okay,
doing the same thing you're doing, man. Supporting the cats, man. Getting his music played, man.
Hey, we're on the same Blog Talk, right? You're on Blog Talk too, right?
Yep.
How long you been doing Blog Talk show, my man?
Man, I'm almost in my fifth year, man. It's
wow,
real good.
Wow.
You know,
You started back in 2003,
man.
You said
that
about two or three damn times. You're in
your
fifth year.
Yeah. We're almost in our fifth year, man, and that's real good. You know, we started Lawless Radio at the time in 2003. It was basically a disc, man. We used to put a bunch of music on disc, and we just take to the roads, man, throwing them discs out. So we started getting a lot of people to give us the music to be involved, you know. And, after I found out about this Blog Talk format, where was it, back in November, you know, we found out about it and started using it, man, and what is it now, almost 5 years later, man, we still going, man. I got the opportunity to see a lot of people try it, man, and, you know, wasn't successful at it. So, you know, for us, man, you know, we just happy to still be here and to still be relevant, you know, amongst the listeners, man. Right now, I got 31 people right now on the phone line that's checking me out. You know, we're looking at numbers, you know, we're looking at least over 500 on our playback, you know, and close to 100 on our live shows. So, you know, that's a real blessing. You yourself know on Blog Talk, you know, what type of blessing that is.
Wow.
Hey,
Caesar.
Yes, sir.
This sounds like another intelligent black man. It's like another intelligent black man. I mean, I'm not offended or intimidated by intelligent black men, but I'm going to show you some love, brother. You just go keep on doing your damn thing, buddy. 5 years, damn, wow, that is great, buddy. That is great.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the love, bro. I appreciate the love, man.
Yeah, it is great, man. I was like, wow, man, 5 years, that's a long time. Hey, I think we...
Well,
what,
I'm being honest with you. I wasn't giving you no love, but it is what it is, buddy.
Wow, okay, okay. Hey, Willie, hold on for a second, my man, because you're talking real crazy right now. Hey, TL, let me ask you another question, my man. So who have you been working with in the industry? Can you tell us some of the names you've been working with, some of the artists you work with right now?
Man, right now we're working with Jay Silva out of Chicago, Lanae Michelle out of Houston, Texas, Romance out of Houston, Texas, Rome G out of Rockford, Illinois. Already put Piano out there, but we got Mark Dark. Mark Dark is out of Yonkers, New York. We got Big E. He's out of Brooklyn. Got Boosted right here in Atlanta, GA. Young Rico out of Chicago. I mean, we got so many people that we're producing for. I was just real lucky and in a good position to grab up Cartier. I don't know if people are real familiar with the name, but Cartier had did a lot of stuff on like D4L, you know, before they really hit hard. He did a lot of stuff on like T.I. mixtape and all of that, and we actually just inked a deal where he's now an exclusive producer for Lawless Entertainment. So that's a real good deal with us. We just inked another situation where we got Do or Die actually coming on board Lawless Radio to do a show. So we'll have Do or Die Radio, you know, going on Lawless Radio, you know, and Lawless Radio, we just decided to take it up another notch. So we're bringing Lawless Radio After Dark, which would be a more mature, you know, segment of what it is we do, you know, conversationally and everything.
Okay. I got another question for you, brother, because it seems like you're doing a whole lot in the industry, brother. So you're actually turning out a lot of winners. Can you tell us, like, some of your success stories? Do you have any success stories?
I think at this point right now, Piano Man is probably like the success story because he's a groomed product. You know, he, you know, started off with the label. You know, it wasn't somebody that already had a buzz that we started working with. A lot of people that we have been working with, you know, already had a buzz, you know. So it's easy to generate, you know, a success off something somebody already had going. You know, but when you grab somebody that hasn't been out there,
quick,
you know. Go ahead.
I'll tell you something real quick, buddy. I ain't trying to get offensive or whatever, but I got a buzz right now, buddy.
Hey, there you go, man. Yeah, you sound like you got a buzz, bro. When you work with somebody that's already got a buzz, man, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy to you know, to piggyback off the success they got and build something. But you know, for somebody that haven't been out there, you know, doing anything, and one of the songs I sent you that I don't even do this with J. Kale, you know, this is a just put out there, and already what is he now, like, I think it's close to a month in being out there, and he's already got like 5,400, you know, on downloads for that single. You know, shows have been phenomenal for him, you know, and J. Kale already, you know, doing some things, you know, overseas, you know, and again, he already had a buzz, so it was real easy for him, you know, but for Piano Man to really get out there, you know, drop the single, and people grab it up the way they grabbed it up, you know, that's a real good success story for us. B.A. Crazy, myself as a performer, you know, I think one of the greater deals I had was end up having a person right now have to leave, you know, name unmentioned right now. But a couple of songs I recorded back in the 80s, I just had a person to reach out to me about re-recording those joints, you know, and it's a reputable artist, you know, and it's just something for that person, you know, to reach out and want to do it. You know, when we got the licensing request for it, it's like, yeah, right. you know, and then to actually go through it, it's like, oh, you serious, you know, okay. So, you know, that's a real deal for us. But each year has been a real successful year for Lawless as a company. So we've been really, really enjoying a lot of the fruits from the labels we've been putting out there.
Wow, that's
great.
Hey,
let me ask you something, LT. What's your name? LT, TL. What the hell is your name anyway?
Am I still in?
Hey, Caesar, I'll hear a damn thing funny, Caesar. I'm trying to ask the man a damn question now. You just
go ahead.
Hey, listen, you say the name of your company is Lawless?
Let me see if he's still on. Wow. We just dropped a call.
No,
hey, Lawless.
I must have ran him off or something. What the hell is going on?
TL, you still there? I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him right now.
I don't know what happened, man. I was gone there for a minute.
Oh, okay, you're back. Okay,
hey,
cool.
You're back. Hey, listen, you said the name of your company is Lawless. I'm a damn bootlegger out here in Mississippi, and I run bootleg all across Georgia and damn Louisiana or whatever. I was just wondering if you and I are going business, because I'm Lawless too, damn it.
Hey, man, we don't want no bootlegging money, man. We try to be legit about this, man.
Hey, this dude right here, man, he's off the chain, man. Every week he has something stupid to say. Hey, look, check it out, man. Let me give you a little background on Willie. He's a Ku Klux Klan member, and he's a redneck, so that's a little bit about him.
No, I'm not a Ku Klux Klan member. I'm just a member of an organization. That's all that is, Caesar.
Damn.
Your organization just happened to be the KKK, man.
Goddamn. Hey, man, I got to thank y'all for letting me on, man, because I'm getting ready to go back live now, man. I'm going to stop the music, man. But, hey, man, I'm definitely going to hit back in, y'all, when I'm not on the air, man, to kick it with y'all. Because y'all feel
buddy, you need to come back. We need to talk about this Lawless thing some more. We got to talk about this Lawless thing. I got to get some of that damn moonshine down there. Jordan.
Hey, Lawless, go ahead and do your thing, man. Go ahead and do your thing. We'll just wait for you. We'll wait.
All right, now, thanks, now, bro.
What the hell you mean we're waiting, Caesar? Right. I'm not waiting on nobody. I got to go eat me something right now, Caesar. I haven't eaten all damn day.
Oh, wow. You haven't eaten all day?
I've been drinking this moonshine all day, Caesar. I've been kind of upset, goddamn anger over the badass headache.
Okay. I got you, brother. I got you. Well, we're going to let my man TL do his thing, and then he's going to come back. But anyway, while he's doing that, let's get my man on the phone. I can't get Juwan on the phone, man. This dude is something else, man. Juwanzum is going through everything. Hey, Court Kendricks, are you out there? Court Kendricks, are you out there?
Yeah, man.
Court, were you able to get your senior on the phone?
Are you out there? Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you. Were you able to get senior on the phone?
Yeah, I told her to call in. She said she was calling.
Oh, okay. What's her beginning of her number, man? Can you tell me that?
It is 215.
Okay, 215. I think she called in and...
said it again?
I didn't.
215-989.
Hey, can you tell her to call back? Okay, and I see my man on the phone. I got you, Bicycle Tony. I got you, brother. Let me open up your microphone. See Bicycle Tony, he's out there. Let me open up his mic right quick. What's up, Bicycle?
Bing, bong, bing. DJ Black Caesar, what it is, fam?
Hey, man. It's crazy over here tonight, man. It's crazy over here, man.
Hey, I'm glad to hear from you, boys.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you hear Willie, man, off the chain tonight, man?
But what the fuck is Willie supposed to do? You know what I mean? He can't help himself.
Hey, Willie, I
miss you, baby.
Don't get with your black buddies and be trying to turn your back on me, buddy.
Hey, man, I understand. You're running people off the show, Willie. What's going on with you, man? I mean, hey, Bicycle Tully, let me tell you what happened to Willie this week. This dude went to California to get married to a friend girl of his.
Hey, see how the rumors get around over there in deep South Florida, buddy. Get it right.
Oh, hey, Willie, why don't you tell your story? It's funny when you tell a story. Tell your story to Bicycle Tony.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I was trying to get away from my sister for the weekend or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I met this blonde, blue-eyed girl, you know, got long hair, blonde, you got big titties, I mean, breasts and all that good stuff. Went down there, and she's playing a trailer park. Got down there, I ran my damn battery down on my damn cell phone. I forgot my damn charger, looking for that damn trailer park. Come to find out, when I finally got in contact with her, hell, she said that she stayed in a damn mansion. It wasn't a damn trailer park. It ended up being a black girl. I mean, listen, I'm gonna tell you something. I like black women and all, but I can't marry one, and she wanted to get married.
Oh, come on, Willie, man. You don't know what you're missing.
Check it out. His intentions were to go and get a wife. That's what his intentions were. But he wound up finding out the girl was not the white girl. She was black. So that threw him off his ticket. So that put him back on the right track.
Oh, he's mad.
But you know what I know. You do not go online looking for nobody.
Hey, yo, Willie, if you can't take the heat, take a fuck in the trailer park, brother.
Hey, Tony, let me tell you something, Tony. I'm not going to have your ass coming on your damn show just insult me on the damn show, Tony. I'm going to tell you something right now, damn it. I got a goddamn solo 12 gauge. I just shoot the motherfucker straight through the phone. I don't give a damn.
Hey, Bicycle, you better be careful, man. You might be riding two wheels now. We're going to take those wheels out. You don't be doing no one wheelie cartwheels. Hey, be careful, Bicycle.
Yeah, I'm careful. So, Willie, it's all love, man. It's all love, man. From the hood to the woods, it's all good, baby.
From the snake to the dog.
Damn it, boy. That's what I'm screaming. Hey, so I'm just pissed off tonight. You gotta excuse me. I got a little hangover drinking this moonshine. I'm pissed off. So if I say something mean to you, buddy, with the exception of Black Caesar, don't take an offense to it, buddy.
It's all love, man. I know you're not rapping tight.
Hey, Caesar, whatever damn I say, you can take it personal, buddy. I don't give a damn how you take it. You can just take it how the hell you want to take it.
Hey, let me say hello to my friends over in Africa. I'm probably going to say your name wrong, ma'am, and I swear I'm so sorry, but I'm looking at Loreto Lee Distik. I think it's D-I-T-S-I. If I said that name wrong, I'm sorry. Thank you for staying up. I know it's like early in the morning over there. It's like Thursday over there in Africa, and I appreciate you tuning in to my show, man. Also, I want to thank Ben from UK because I know it's early in the morning over here, and I know you're up and you're – you're always a faithful servant to be here on this show, man. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And I want to thank everybody else in the world. I got some friends over in Japan. I want to thank them for tuning in to the show tonight. I want to thank everybody. I wish I could say hello in all these languages like my girl, Sister Gidget, but I can't do it. So I just want to say I think it's Matoto over there and Konnichiwa in Japan and I think that's it. That's it. Assalamu alaikum and Muslims. Hey, you know what? Hey, we're going to have a great show. So we're going to get into my dad, Bicycle Tony, just got through talking. You guys don't know him. Bicycle Tony has a show on Blog Talk Radio called Open Bike Night. Comes on every Sunday. Hey, Bicycle Tony, tell me a little bit about your show, man.
Bing, bong, bing. My pleasure, man. Thank you, DJ Black Caesar. Every Sunday night, Star Mob Radio, Blog Talk Network, 9 to 11 p.m. Just look up the name Bicycle Tony, man. You'll find it, man. I'm real easy to find. Open Bike Night, man. 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday night, man. Holla at me.
Cool. Thanks, Bicycle Tony. I appreciate that information you just gave, my man. Hey, also, I have on the phone lines. I see her. Look, I just turned the mic on. I got my girl. I got my one and only. Miss Charter. What's up, Miss Charter?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on with you, lady? How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's raining, but I'm doing good.
You're not in the rain, are you? You're not in the rain, are you?
I'm actually in the rain. I'm in the rain.
Oh, what are you doing in the rain on the phone, man? That's crazy.
I know, but I'm headed to the studio, so, you know, I'm always working.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so you don't have an umbrella with you, and you're about to get electrocuted because you're on the phone in the rain. You got a rain, you got a raincoat on.
I have on a raincoat.
Okay, that's cool. Now, where are you at, Miss Trotter? Where are you at in the world? Where are you at in America?
I am in Philly. Philly is where I am from.
Right. I know you're from Philly. I want the rest of the world to know where you're at because the rest of the world is listening right now. We got a lot of people on the phone lines, and the phone lines just lit up. Hey, guys, I see everybody out there with an answer. If you got a question, I see your phone lines lit up right now. I'm going to open your phone line up in just a minute. So give me a minute to talk to Ms. Trotter, and I'll open your phone lines. All right? Willie, what's up?
I think damn cousin's on the line.
Yeah, I see her, man. I see her in Chicago. I think that's my you know what? I'm going to let her introduce herself. Hey, Ms. Trotter, I'll be right back to you, darling. Don't go anywhere, all right?
Okay.
Hey, cousin, it's just you. What's up, lady?
Hey, how you doing? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I got a little foot problem. Hey, can you tell everybody who you are, ma'am?
I'm Shan from the shed.
Hey, Shan, what are you doing in the shed?
I'm a bus operator.
Cool. You're a bus operator in the shed. Hey, I haven't talked to you for ages, man. So what's going on with you, lady?
Oh, nothing much. You know, I was really concerned about Willie over in there talking about he drove all the way to Florida to meet a girl.
Hey, I can't get over it, man. I cannot get over it. This dude is crazy off his chain, man. I mean, Willie has done something that most people, I see a lot of people do it. I see it on the news. You hear about it. You hear about people getting killed on the internet for doing stuff like what Willie did. But Willie survived. He survived that, and that's good. I'm glad he survived because Willie didn't need to die like that.
That's what I was thinking. But
don't get
caught in
my
bed.
Thank you.
You have to be real desperate to meet the internet and then go meet her.
Do what now?
Willie was real desperate to meet the girl on the internet.
Oh, wow. Hey, Willie, man. We're gonna talk about this for ages, man. I'm not going anywhere. Hey, Shan, thanks for calling in. I hope you listen to the show tonight. Don't go anywhere, all right?
Hey, I'm at your stuff, Cedar. I want to hear what the hell else you got to say. What the hell else you got to say, damn Shan?
I didn't know she was saying anything else. Okay, what else you got to say? Shan, go ahead and spit it out. You know what,
you know what, Willie? All I got to say is you should have hooked up with the black girl because once you go black, you never go back.
Hey, guys, let me tell you something. I didn't hook up with her, and damn it, I ain't going back.
Hey, guys. Hey, Willie is a fool, man. This dude is crazy. He comes on the show every week, Shan. He acts like this, man. I mean, it's just off the chain. Hey, back to you, Miss Trotter. Miss Trotter, are you still there?
Are you on the radio?
Hey, Miss Trotter, did you get your other artists on the phone lines? Miss Trotter? Miss Trotter!
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry about that. I'm here.
Did you get your artists on the phone?
I thought they both was on the phone already.
Oh, okay. Well, introduce them.
Okay, we got Corey Kendricks on the line. Corey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What's up, my man? What it do? Good.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, you know, in the studio right now with my team, my little son.
Okay, man. We want to welcome you guys to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show where it all goes down, guys. I thank you guys for coming out. I thank my man Court Kendricks for coming out because Court Kendricks, me and him, been in touch. But Billy Blanco, I haven't talked to you,
hey,
man, but I heard about you.
Jimmy Blanco. Is he on the line?
Jimmy Blanco. I'm sorry. Jimmy Blanco. I heard about you, Jimmy Blanco. Can you tell us a little something about yourself?
He may not be on the line.
Okay.
We're going to keep it going like this. We're going to kick it all the way live. Justin Nerve DJ's in the building. Let's get it.
Do what now, Willie?
How do you get a damn name like Jimmy Bronco? You know Bronco means life sentence. Oh,
I don't know, man.
How you
I don't
you?
Know.
I gotta go, buddy. Pull up. How you
do
what? Don't be doing that to me, buddy, because then I thought the damn cops were behind me.
They are behind you. That's what that is, man. It's not me. What are you talking about, man? That's the cops. Hey,
hold on for a second, buddy. I gotta pull over and talk to this fella real quick.
Okay. Hey, Miss Trotter, are you still there? Miss Trotter. Wow.
She's probably trying to get Jimmy on the phone.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Hey, Kendrick, let's go ahead and talk, man. Go ahead and explain who you are so everybody knows who you are, brother.
What's good? It's your boy, Cole Kendricks. I mean, I'm an artist. I don't like to say rapper because most of these rappers nowadays, they just suck and they don't make no sense. So I like to say I'm an artist because I paint pictures with my words. And I'm going to give you a better side of who I am. Basically, Cole Kendricks itself, first of all, let me shout out the whole Kendricks family, BT
okay.
Entertainment, Misfit Music Group, everybody. Shout out DJ Black Caesar and friends. I mean, everybody that's been showing me love since day one because this is no easy career to chase down or to go by, you know. Everybody want to say they want to do music and stuff, but it's way harder than what everybody thinks. So let's get that out the way. Cole Kendricks, basically, right. I'm a songwriter. I'm an artist. I'm a model. I'm an actor. You know, it's a whole package. It's a whole brand right there in Cole Kendricks itself. So it's like, I mean, I'm a cool, calm, collected, humble guy. I just love music and I love my family, basically. That's basically all sums up Cole Kendricks.
Cool, cool. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, I got some more questions for you, my man, but I'm going to let Willie ask you some questions. Willie, are you still there?
Hey, I got this damn copper on me right quick. I mean, hold on, Cesar. What the hell, he got my damn license and everything, and I'm drunk. I think, hey, Cesar, I'm just not feeling right about it. Now I'm just going to tell this guy, I'm just getting sick off this damn diesel that I'm doing. I got a leak in my damn tank. That's what the hell I'm going to tell him.
We got a show to do, so tell that cop. And hey, you know what? Let me speak to him, man. I'll tell that cop something. What's up? I got you. I got your back.
Hello, Cesar?
Yes, sir.
What's your buddy named Cesar?
Yes,
Cesar.
Sir.
We got your
name.
Buddy, Willie.
Yes, sir.
Willie,
hey,
about 90 miles per hour. Cesar appears to be intoxicated.
Officer, can I say something? Can I talk to you for a minute, man? We're doing a national radio show right now, and Willie is part of my show, man. He's like the co-host of it. So can you give him a break, man, so he can come back and do this show, man? He's up to interview a major artist right now. I got my man Cole Kendricks on the phone line, and Willie needs to talk to him. So do you mind? Can you come a break tonight, sir, please?
Well, if he can do the show from the cell, I'd be glad to do that. But this guy, he's got to go in. We got to take him in because he's well above the alcohol limit.
No. He's not drunk, officer. He's high on fumes from his car. He has a fuel leak.
Okay, so we're going to check that out right now.
If you get down beside him, you can smell it.
All right, sir, give us a second. Give us about 5 minutes, about 2 minutes. We're going to check this out. If this guy is innocent, we're going to let him go.
Okay, thank you, officer. I appreciate it. Can I speak back to him now?
Yep. What's your name again, sir?
DJ Black Caesar.
Yes, Caesar.
Okay, sir. let me. I'm gonna go do some paperwork real quick, and we're gonna run his plates, and I'm gonna let him talk to you real quick. Let me give his phone back to him. Hold on.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Caesar, man.
Wow. The stuff you gotta go through. Well, Willie, stay in trouble.
Hey, Cesar.
Yes, sir, Willie.
You know, really, I'm constipated. That's the real damn problem. I'm thinking this over. Really think I'm drunk. I'm really
I got
constipated
you, Willie.
Right about now.
Hey Willie, don't say that in front of the officer, man. Don't say constipated, because he might think you got something in your system they need to get out. So don't say constipated.
Well, you seem like some really nice fellas out here. I'm serious. I mean, I got to get out of Florida. I'm down near to what's it, Alabama State Line or something down here.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Hey Willie. Let me get on my interview, man, so I can interview this cat right here. I got on the phone lines right now. Let me interview him, and I'll talk back to you in a minute, all right?
All right. Hey, Caesar, I might need some money. I'll tell you, buddy. I need about $50 down here, buddy.
Okay, dude. I'll take care of you, all right? All right.
I'll tell you what, hey, damn, you, Caesar. I don't want to ask you for anything. What's your guest name, then?
Do what?
Where's the guy's name on the damn radio show, Caesar?
Oh, his name is, man, you're making me forget what I got going on. His name is Core Kendrick. He's a rap artist out of, where you from, Core?
I'm from Chicago. I mean, I'm from a lot of places, but my main home, my home is Kankakee, Illinois, but I represent Chicago. That's my home.
Oh, okay. You're rapping about Willie then. Okay.
Yeah.
You're a rapper, you must got some money. I know you got some money. Hey, buddy, I need like $100. Can you send that to me?
I have a very big family. I don't think I can do that for you, my sir.
But we can always send you a CD.
Who the hell is this?
That's
like
my
pimp. Listen, if it ain't
Willie, we don't beg for money, Willie. We don't do that on the show, man. We don't ask people for money. especially my guests.
Damn,
you know,
we about $25. I mean, damn. Hey, Caesar, you don't understand. Damn, money don't grow on trees. I mean, damn, this damn car, this truck won't burn off damn water.
Hey, brother, I understand that. But can you understand, I got a show and I need to interview these people, man. So I need you to stop talking right now about your guests, about the cops, about whatever you got going on, brother. I need you to cut it out right now. Because we have a show to do, and you are interrupting the show by talking all that silly nonsense. So tell that cop to kiss my ass, and let's go on with the show, Willie. All right?
Hey, Caesar, you're a cold-hearted son of a bitch. You know that?
Hey, Willie, go on with the show, brother. Go ahead and interview my man, dude.
All right. Listen, how long you been rapping, buddy?
I started writing when I was like 11.
I didn't know what the hell I asked you. I said, how long have you been rapping, damn it? I mean, that's what I asked you.
You said how long I've been rapping. And I said, since I was 11, I've been writing. Since I was 11.
All right. Okay. I'm trying to get this down back now. You've been writing.
Hey, what?
Okay.
You've been drinking too much moonshine, man. I mean, because I
don't know. Yeah, he has, man. I can smell it through the phone.
I got some speakerphone. Caesar, you're going to get me in trouble, damn it. This copper, he hear me on the slip down speakerphone. I'm trying to make sure.
I got you, brother.
All right, buddy. You said you've been rapping since you're like 11 years old. I mean, what got you started? I mean, who were your influences?
Basically, my number one influence is Tupac. Tupac and Snoop Dogg, actually. Like, Tupac, it just put me in a mood. Like, it's more than what I'm going through right now. Being in the hood or in the projects or whatever, seeing certain things or being in that environment, listening to Pac, he gave you a light or a gate, basically, that, you know, it's more to life than what you're seeing. I mean, so those are my two biggest influences, Tupac and Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
No, you say you're influenced by things going on in the hood, right? Now, what if you came down here and visited me and you hung around the trailer park a little bit? Could you write something about that?
Could I write something about the trailer park?
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got meth going on, we got drug busts, we got a couple of shows on this side, whatever.
Yeah, man, I could definitely write a song about that, man. It's no problem with that.
Got incest going on around here.
Oh,
trying to get
you in my shit. Hey, Kendrick, check this out, man. You're going to think this is funny. My man Willie is into incest. He's banging his sister right now.
Oh, no. He got to get the scissors, man. He got to go. You got to get a new co-host. That's crazy.
That's not for real quick. Hey, Caesar. I just found out. Heard my daddy. We got a different daddy, Caesar. That don't count.
Oh, okay. That don't count. Okay, I got
you. You said y'all got a
different daddy.
Different daddy,
same mama. Exactly. That is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. My cousin, hey, you catch on real quick, Shane.
we got to catch on real quick. We from Philly, y'all not. Well, Chicago, Philly, whatever, y'all not. So,
I hear you, man.
Y'all a little bit slower than we are.
I got you, Miss Trotter.
Hey,
wow.
Let's get back to your damn interview, Caesar. Damn all that. All right.
Listen. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard his music yet?
Yes, I have. I've heard his music. I thought I told you that earlier today when we were chatting on text
message. Okay. Have the world heard
your
music?
Hey, buddy. I want to hear music. That's what I want to do.
I said, have the world heard it yet?
No, they're not going to hear it until we get
right
done,
now.
Man. We're going to play a song in a minute, though. Just give us about 15 minutes. We're going to play that song. But first, want to get to know him a little bit. Want to put his social networks out there. Want to put his information out there so that someone knows who he is before you hear that music.
No, I got you. I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to what's your co-host name?
That's Willie on the phone.
Willie. I want to know Willie.
I never heard his music before, but
Willie hasn't heard it. Willie hasn't heard anything that we all got over here, man.
Okay.
It went straight to me. You sent it to me, so I didn't even. Hey, Willie, I think I did send you the music. I sent you some music.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something, lady. This guy right here, he don't share a damn thing with me.
Hey, man, come on, man, don't be like that. Don't be like that, brother.
Hey, this one right here.
I got a song from you, Corey Kenneth, called
Everything, and this guy got me paying rent. He got the damn rent jacked up so damn high, I can't even pay it. I can't even buy food. I made a couple of hot dogs every now and then. I eat like every two or three days, and this guy right here just harassed me about rent money. And then, I can't even pay my damn light bill, and I can't even listen to no damn music. This guy is just ridiculous. This is a crazy, low-down son of a bitch, if you're asking me.
Hey, you know what? You can get your low. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to do this over the phone, man. I got people listening. We got a lot of people tuning into the show tonight. Willie, stop putting our business out there, brother. Stop putting your business. Hey, Cortez, you got a song called Confiance Bounce. What's that song about, brother?
Wait, say that again?
You got a song called Confiance Bounce.
Oh, no, it's Conscience. It's called Conscience.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, brother. I wrote it down as Confiance Bounce. I'm sorry about that, man. I got to change that. Okay, you got a song called Conscience Bounce. Can you tell us a little bit what that song is about?
Basically, Conscience is a song basically about a relationship that you lost, or you're broke up with somebody or whatever, and you're thinking about that person a lot. You don't know why.
Hey, you know what? You just made me think
about
something, Kendrick. You just made me think about something. You just made me think about Willie and his situation this week. Willie just went through that this week. So this song is about Willie and the problems that he went through.
No, it's deeper than that, actually. It's like, it's more of like, let's say you've been in a long-term relationship and you was doing your dirt, cheating or whatever it may have been, and then that female got tired or fed up. All she ever wanted to do was love you and keep you happy, but in the long run, you was always pushing her to the side, chilling with your boys, doing this, doing that, everything but showing her the attention and affection that she wanted. So at the end of the day, it's like... At the end of the day, it's like, all right, well, I lost her, but I keep thinking about this girl, and I don't know why. I'm not trying to think about her, but I'm thinking about her. That's your conscience eating at you. So it's like I'm trying to get back in good graces with her, and, you know.
I got you, brother. That sounds like a pretty interesting song right there. Well, we're going to listen to that song in just a minute, but first I'm going to let my man Willie ask you some more questions before we get to that song, and then I want you to give us a world premiere. Now, the world premiere, I want you to introduce that song. Basically, this is the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. That's all you got to say. And whatever else and introduce that song, and we'll get on with it. Because Miss Trotter don't put me on the spot like I ain't playing a song. What's up, Miss Trotter?
also, that's the song that I will be performing on. I'll be performing that song on Apollo, April 24th.
Oh, okay, that's cool, man. So you're going on Apollo, huh?
Showtime at the Apollo.
That sounds real good, buddy.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, buddy. That song, I mean, what was your influence with that song? Was it something you really went through, or what the hell is going on with you, buddy?
Yeah, it was just basically everything that ever happened to me in my life, you know, in a relationship and everything like that. I just woke up one morning and I picked out a beat and I just basically wrote out my feelings. Everything that I write, it happened or occurred to me in my life before. So, you know, this is everything real life type stuff.
You're a real rapper. You're not a fake rapper. You're one of those real rappers. You're talking about your life. Right?
Yeah, I'm as real as they come, or realer.
That's nice.
All right, I got to appreciate that. That's just like my man Willie Nelson and, you know, Conway Twitty and all those people. You know, they talk about their life and the music. So you might become one of my favorite artists. I like real life stuff, you know what I'm saying? I don't like them fake people. Just like that brother I went to see down here in Florida. He was fake, man. It's just, I don't even want to talk about that, buddy. It just got me so upset.
Wow.
Hey, do I understand?
Crane?
Is Willie
Crane? Hey,
I think he's trying. I think he's trying.
You think he's crying on Kendrick? Hey, Willie, are you crying, man? Are you serious? Are you for real?
Hey, let's go to the song, buddy. Hey, I'm tired of talking to you, Caesar. I want to hear this. My buddy, this is my new buddy right here. I want to hear your song.
And talk about that, we could talk some numbers. Apollo, I seen a crazy line around the corner, which I expected. I was trying to be the first one there. I couldn't make it the first one there. I'm looking out. Me and my brother went up there for the audition. So I'm looking out the window. I'm seeing all these numbers. I see 290 and all this other stuff. So I know they take only 300 contestants. So I just get out the car. You know, I'm running, trying to run. Something tells me go to the front. I mean, try to get a number. It was a guy that was in front of me. He get a number from the security guard. But it looked like the security guard only had one piece of paper. When he pulled the paper out, I'm like, God, please let it be another one there. As soon as he gave the other guy the number, he had 299, and I walked up and I got 300. So it was like I was destined to be there. My little brother that was murdered, 2011, Darnell Kendricks, I know he was there with me. So, I got a lot of angels around me. My friend Hipstar, I went through a lot in 2012, 2011. I lost a lot of close people. So I feel as though my angels – made that audition happen for me.
Wow. That is a great story right there, brother. That is a wonderful story you just told. I mean, dude, I feel your agony. I feel the excitement. I can feel everything that's going on with that story right there. And that's a story that I would tell in Apollo. If I did win it, I think I would tell that story right there because that sounds like a treasure right there.
That story going to get told throughout my whole career. Trust and believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Hello,
brother. Yes, sir. Who is that?
Sergeant Taylor, sir. We're going to have to take your buddy Willie in. We're going to let him finish part of the show, but we're going to have to take his ass in. He has a truck full of corn whiskey or illegal intoxicants. And we found two or three meth pipes. I shouldn't be telling you, buddy, but he got three meth pipes. We found under the seats.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, y'all just go ahead and take Willie in. We in the middle of an interview. Y'all go ahead and take Willie in real quick.
Hey, Cor, go ahead and introduce
your
song,
Cor.
My son just listened to the show. I'm going to let Willie finish part of the show. My son said...
Hey, officer, can you shut the hell up, man? This is my show. Just get off the phone, man. Get a phone back to Willie, all right? Take him to jail. Take that nigga to jail. Okay, now, can you introduce your song?
All right, everybody that's listening right now, y'all about to be in tune to one of the hottest songs by Cor Kendrick. It's called Conscience.
She say she loves me in every way. I tried to shake it and break it, but couldn't get away. She called me crying each and every day, hoping that my love would change, but I was out of range. Hard-coded ice, I couldn't feel your pain. Let your tears run down, I call it heavy rain. I was so insane, never used my brain. Now my baby girl going in a different lane. Shit is not the same, I lost a part of me. Now it's different tunes and I'm singing different harmonies. I think she took a part of me, now I'm having heavy dreams. Thinking I'm a scheme just to get her out my dreams. But nevertheless, I guess I'm just settling. I know you suck to your friends, they tell you how to think. Not to fuck with me, don't fall in love with him. Girl, listen, he really ain't everything. Every day, it's like I see your face. On the real, I wanna fly so I can leave this place. Just let me go, I'm on a different road. But deep inside, baby girl, I can't let you go. Every day, it's like I see your face. On the real, I wanna fly so I can leave this place. Just let me go, I'm on a different road. But deep inside, baby girl, I can't let you go.
Take time, heal wounds, hope you can forgive me then. For all the drama and situations I put you in. For all the fighting and the arguments. And all the stress that I caused with my late night tardiness. I only wish I could turn back the hands of time. To the days when I was yours and you were mine. I know I'm talking soft, but I can't shake it off. No one to blame but me, I took a major loss. You had to do what you had to do when I ain't mad. Just couldn't picture you in the arms, I'm never mad. So here I am, pleading my case, hoping you understand. Every man makes mistakes, and I ain't no different. I just refuse to listen, no signs of death. I wasn't paying attention, I was tripping. Know you hate the way your nigga living, but before you leave, I just need a minute, try to understand.
Every day, it's like I see your face. On the real, I wanna fly so I can leave this place. Just let me go, I'm on a different road. But deep inside, baby girl, I can't let you go. Every day, it's like I see your face. On the real, I wanna fly so I can leave this place. Just let me go, I'm on a different road. But deep inside, baby girl, I can't let you go. Deep inside, you know my heart cries. Every day I try, even swallow pride. Tried to get you back, but I was late. Found out you had a different man taking up my place. It hurts me to this day. I tried to make a way. All the damage and the pain I caused would never go away. I'm thinking every day, I gotta get away. I try to cover up my feelings like I'm sitting in the shade. I try to fight the wave, but it's pulling me down. I hear a song that you play, and it's bringing me down. I take your number out my phone, but I'm searching for some messages. Trying to send a text to see if I can hear your voice again. It rings and rings, but no one's answering. And then I get a text back, actually with him. I replied, it's me, and sent a little kiss. She replied back, damn, I really miss your lips. Every day, it's like I see your face. On the real, I wanna fly so I can leave this place. Just let me go, I'm on a different road. But deep inside, baby girl, I can't let you go. Every day, it's like I see your face. On the real, I wanna fly so I can leave this place. Just let me go, I'm on a different road. But deep inside, baby girl, I can't let you go.
Nice. Hey, Kendrick, check it out, man. We do a little something different on this show right here. We actually grade those songs, so we're going to get that song or grade, And I'm digging the song, man. I see what you mean about the Tupac and about the Snoop Dogg. So I feel your pain. I can feel the rhythm. I got all that. I can hear the Tupac in there. Hey, brother, you are the bomb. I give that song a 9 right there. I give that song a wonderful 9. And the reason why I give it a 9 is because there's not too many times I give a song a 10 because I give a song a 9. Because if I hear a 10, I'll let you know it's a 10. But, hey, I give that song a 9 right there, and a 9 is just like a 10 with me, brother. So let me go to the other panel. Let me go to the other panel, man. Hey, Willie the Redneck, where do you get that song, Willie?
Hey, Caesar. Oh, buddy.
Where you get that song, Willie?
I'll give that song 10. Yeah. I'm telling you, Caesar, I love that song, Caesar. That guy is one of my favorite artists on the record, Caesar.
That was nice. That was nice. That was real nice. Hey, Shan, I know you're still listening. Shan, I know you're still listening. Where you at, Shan? Is Shan still online?
I don't know, buddy. Let me check it.
Okay, check it out. Check it out, Willie. I got to move on, man. I got to move on. Bicycle Tony, where you at, baby?
Yo, I was feeling the whole swag of the song. It was real deep and personal. We need more music like that, man. You get a 10 plus 10 or Bicycle Tony, man. I like to hear more of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good looking, man.
Hey, Caesar,
that's what's up.
I'm telling you, this is one of the best
artists
we've had on our show,
Caesar. That's what all the music sounds like. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Hey,
because
hey,
because
his interview, they played one of his songs.
Oh, that's my mom. Hello? That's
hello?
My mom.
Hi, Mom.
Court?
Okay.
Mom.
Call.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Hold on. They talking. Just let them talk.
Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead and speak.
Court, I'm so proud of you.
That's what's
thanks,
and I also have a request.
Yes, ma'am.
If they can play your one song, Bad Bitches, Good Weed.
Oh, Bad Bitches, Good Weed? That's the new single, yeah.
If he has can he play that? I'm so proud of you, and I love you.
Love you, too. Hey, Caesar, you got that trap or no?
Yeah, I do have that
kid right here. I'm proud of him too. Was he a pretty good kid growing up?
Hell no. Hell no. He gave me hell.
Tell you what, man. Let me tell you something. I'm proud of him. If he gives you any trouble, I'm gonna put a cowboy boot up his butt. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do that
you
for you. I'm gonna put this boot in his ass for you.
Well, thanks.
I like the song. I'm proud of him. I really like it. I'm going to put this in my collection of music, seriously. Hey, Caesar,
well,
you send that song to me.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, Willie.
Hey, listen. I want to let y'all know something. That wasn't even the right version, but y'all going to get the correct version. I'm going to email y'all the correct version because we had to alternate on that song.
Okay. I got another question from 404-404. Your mic is open.
That's me.
404.
Okay,
hold on for a second.
That's me.
Okay.
414.
Your mic is open.
Mom.
Hello?
That's his sister. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Wow.
Yes. You're supposed to be asking me a question, not yelling.
My wife's PC, better buy my grab one. I'll grab one. I love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
That's great. Okay, we got another question coming from 708. Your mic is open. 708.
Hello?
Okay, look, check it out. Listen to my words. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth. 708. Your mic is open. Make a comment or ask a question.
Okay, I'm not sure if you're referring to me, but I do have a 708 number. I am a Kendrick. I am here supporting Cord.
And I would also like to request this new song. My question to you, Court, is what inspired you to start rapping?
What inspired me to start rapping basically was everything going on with me in my life at the time. It started from, like, me being a child and being angry and everything like that, from going from writing to a journal, doing poems, and then it went and translated over to music. So basically everything that happened in my life, period, it comes out of my music, and that's what started me writing.
Okay. Are you happy with your decision that's the career path that you've chosen?
Since I lost my little brother, I'm definitely happy because I feel as though I can let the world know who he was through my music.
Okay.
I can let everybody know who he is, so I'm definitely happy about this decision.
Okay. Well, that's my question.
I got a question for that caller that was asking the questions. You want a job?
Sure, I sure do. Thank you.
You know what? You sound like a person I need to talk to, so, Corey, hook me up with that young lady.
I want to talk to her.
Yeah, I do too. I want her back next week.
Hey,
listen, what is your name, lady?
My name is Mary.
Hey, Mary,
Mary. We want you to get in touch with Caesar after the show is over. Call Caesar. We want you back next week.
How about Cord be my manager? Should you talk to Cord because I am here to support my cousin? You can talk to him and he can pass you guys information on.
Cool. That's what's up. We'll talk to Court. Hey, Court, you're there, don't you?
Yeah, I hear.
Okay. I'm going to mute people's phones out right now. 414, you're going out. 404, you're going out. Hey, I got a phone call. 267? 267, your mic is open.
Yo.
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 My nigga, Two Nats in the building. What up, baby?
His call just dropped. I guess that's what's up.
Oh, man.
His call just dropped, man. And 865 number just dropped. Okay, but we still got a lot of people on the phone lines. I do see somebody out there that I need to acknowledge right now, and that is your mic is open, ma'am, and you know what I'm talking about. So what's up?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, God damn it.
What's going on, Jay? How are you?
Hey, Caesar, I'm already having a bad night. What the hell are you going to do putting this damn woman on her phone?
hey, man. Be nice. Bobby, how you doing, Miss White?
I am fine, DJ Black Caesar. And how are you this evening?
I am wonderful, ma'am. Thank you for asking. Still having that foot issue, but, you know, I'm doing a little bit better. But the doctor said that it's shrinking inside, so I guess that means it's doing better, but it's still killing me like I don't know what.
Hey,
I hope that you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm going to run over that damn foot when I get
back. I also have let me get the phone line open right quick. Let me get this phone line open. 267, your mic is open.
Yo, what's up? This is Dot, man. I was just calling. I'm calling for a request, too, because I was just notified my boy was on here, Corey Kendrick. Cindy is my manager, too, as well. I did just get notified, but I do need that request for that Bad Bitch Good Weed, because that's my shit.
I got you, brother. Is that with Jimmy Blanco?
You got a people.
Is that song with Jimmy Blanco?
Nah. The one you just played was the song with Jimmy Blanco. Bad Bitch Get Weed is the crazy single.
You know what? I don't think I have that loaded up in my playlist. I'm looking at one. Bad Bitch Bounce.
She told me to call, man. I was calling her a request for that, man.
Oh, okay. we'll get it loaded up in here. I don't know if Miss Trotter sent me that song or not, but Miss Trotter, if you're still listening, because I don't see her on the phone line, if you're still listening, Miss Trotter, send me that song. Let me open up another phone line right quick, guys. Hold on for a second. 856-856, your phone line is open. You have a question, or would you like to make a comment?
Yeah, I definitely want to request Bad Bitch Good Weed. If you got it, man, I need to hear that right now. That joint was a banger.
Sir, if you were just listening to me, what I just told them, I just said this. Check it out. I'm going to repeat it one more time for everybody else who want to ask this question, because I see a lot of people out there with their phone lines open right now. We do not have it in our playlist right now, so I'll get that loaded up in my playlist, and we'll play that next week because I do not have it loaded right now. So everybody wants that song, Bad Weed, Bad Girl, whatever it's called. You don't have it.
Hey, man, come on, man. Get the song right, bro. It's Bad Bitch Good Weed. It's a bang. You need to get that right because you're going to know it. I promise you. That joint is...
Okay. I just muted that guy out because he was getting kind of violent. So, hey, guys, check it out. Hey, this is my show. You can't get loud with me. Hey, I see my girl out there, 303-303, your mic is open. You want to say something?
Hello.
Hello. Yo. How you doing, Miss, wow, I'm going to introduce herself, guys. This is somebody, you got to find out who she is, guys. This is somebody in my life right now. You want to tell them who you are, ma'am?
Yes, I am Miss Martha Johnson.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. And Willie, don't you say nothing? I know you finna say something smart.
I don't think Willie can hear you right now. Willie's in he's getting ready to go to jail, man. You heard what was going on with the cops, didn't you?
You finna, he need to go to jail for a while.
Wow.
Maybe he'll stop harassing everybody.
Hey, you know what, Miss Martha, you're right. Maybe he will sit down and learn a lesson.
Yep.
I mean, he got meth pipes in his car. He got moonshine in his truck. What are you doing?
They lost his damn man.
He ain't never had no man. Dude ain't paid his rent since he's been over there. I swear.
He ain't paid his rent.
Just doing this interview. After this, we back to work.
I hear you. Keep up the good work. I'm proud of you, bro.
Already. Hey, look, don't even request Bad Bitch Good Weed if you're requesting that, because they don't even got it in the playlist, though.
They don't.
What do you got in the playlist for the people?
No, they
don't got the banger yet. They going to have it, though. Don't even worry about it, huh?
Oh, man, you got to go back and roll that.
It'll take me about 20 minutes to load it, so we can't do it right now, man. We only got 35 minutes left on the show.
Say no more.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yo, get that thing popping.
I got everybody calling in, dude. Your uncle, your mother, your sister. Damn, dude. Who else? Okay.
I got a big family. I got a very big family.
Hey, Ben, are you still there?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you, man. This dude has so many people.
You still there?
What's up, man? Yeah.
Check it out. Hey, everybody, listen to that quick. Listen to this. Listen to what I'm going to say. We had a contest. Basically, you win a free beat if you call in to the show. Now, my man Kendricks has done so much. He had so many people that called in. I'm looking at the phone lines are lit up right now. Just to be honest with you.
They're gonna keep calling.
The phone lines are lit up. Let me speak for a second. Then I'll let you talk. The phone lines are lit up. It's crazy numbers my man Kendricks is doing right now. And evidently, this song is a hot song. So I'm gonna get that song. I'm gonna load it up, and next week we're gonna play that song on the show. So if you guys come back next week, Kendricks will be back next week, and we will play his song next week, and then we'll let him get off the phone line. So we're gonna play the song.
Yeah, he better do that.
Let him about 10 minutes to talk, and then let him play his song. But tonight, this is what I'm gonna do for Mr. Kendricks, since he has so many people that's called in right now. So many people in this family called in, Kendricks. We had a contest going on, and it's to win a free beat. And the free beat was going to the person that called into the show. Like anybody that called into the show. Anybody special that called into the show. Anybody not special called into the show. So basically what I'm going to do, Mr. Kendricks, is I'm going to let Ben introduce you to his new beat that he just beat made. And Ben is from the UK. He's from England. And Ben is a producer. He has a beat site that he does, and I'm going to let Ben introduce his beat and tell you a little bit about it.
All right.
Well, I'm trying to remember which beat this is now, see, but I can't remember. I made so many last week. I actually can't remember which beat it is. Can you sort of help me out on this one? Oh, well. At the moment, yeah, I'm producing a beat called Lockdown. I can't remember which name, but it's a part of the field. It's going to be epic when it's done. I've started the third one tonight. It's going to be a crunk beat, the new one. It's going to sound hard because I've been learning the crunk from a different... I've learned the crunk genre, and as I'm doing it, it's sort of very nice. Top industry kits, you know, it's crazy. It's going to be good. Okay, buy the beat. That's where the old beats go that I just want to sell off deeply, but to get decent stuff, you got to hit me up directly. And I can tell you now that for this contest, I've got 10 people wanting it. Just hit me up on Facebook constantly going, when can I have a beat? Can I have that pre-beat?
Hey, Ben, this is what I'm going to do right now, Ben. I'm actually going to put your page on his page so he'll know exactly what to do. Kendricks, I'm going to your page right now, and I'm going to put up my man Ben's page on your page so you'll know what we got going on, so you won't have to do anything but accept him as a friend. And I probably cut Mr. Kendricks' phone off. Mr. Kendricks, I'll get your phone back on in 1 second. I'm looking for my man Ben right now so I can put it on your Facebook page.
To the Buy Best Beats. Do the Buy Best Beats profile. I'm on that one.
I'm sorry, do what now?
Do it to the Buy Best Beats Facebook page, the one I talk to you on mostly, the one with the other artists on.
Oh, you said do the beat page instead? Give them the beat page?
Yeah, the one that I actually run, that I can talk to people.
Okay. Damn, dude. What's that page called again?
Buy Best Beats. It's the one I always talk to you on.
Okay.
You're live now.
Okay. Yeah. I got you. Okay. Okay, Ben. Thanks a lot, Ben. I'm gonna send him your page, and then I'm gonna send you his page, so you guys will know who each other's are. Before you get off this phone line, you guys could be friends, and
definitely.
You can hook him up, Ben, because Kendricks has a lot going on, man. He deserves this, man. He deserves this beat.
Definitely. I mean, okay, at the moment, I've opened up the email as well now. I've got 10 people on my Facebook talking to me who want this beat. So I must be doing something right if loads of people wanting this beat emailing me in. I say, I actually started producing Steph, told Caesar about a couple hours ago that I started producing it. I just got to finish and mix it now. But no, definitely, it's going to be sound hot. And I'm getting the J-Mac stuff to J-Mac. I've been very busy, but I've got the J-Mac stuff. So, yeah.
Hey, Dad. Let me go back to... What is it called, Ben? Best Beats?
By Best Beats, yeah. By
yeah, I got you.
Okay, guys. I just put his stuff on your page. And, Ben, I just put stuff on your page. I have to send it right there.
So you guys hook up and get that squared away. Let me see, Ben. Where's my man Kendrick's phone number? Kendrick, are you still on the phone?
There you go. Just had a message from friend.
He's a 773 number. I got you. Okay. Kendrick, I'm sorry about that, brother. I'm sorry about that, Kendrick. I just put Kendrick's page on your page, so you guys get together and get your emails together, so you can sit on that beat, man.
Definitely.
I want to thank y'all, man.
Yes, sir. I think we're gonna do this probably next week and the week after, and then after that, you know, it's gotta go back to charging because. I got Ben hooked up with Bone Thugs and Harmony's little brother, and basically he's going to do some major things in a minute, and I got him hooked up with some more major cats over here in the States. So Ben's about to do some major things dealing with some of these artists over here with the majors. So consider that beat a blessing when you get it, man.
You're going to get some work on that beat. Trust and believe. You ain't going to get nothing that you ain't going to love.
I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you something. Ben said he's willing to share 50% of the royalties with you. I'm just letting you know that he did tell me that, and he said he was going to do that, and Ben is a man of his word.
Most definitely. You can give him my number. We can link up directly. We can talk every day.
Give him your number. Ben is over in the UK, man, so the phones are like crazy over there, so he calls me from Skype. He's actually on my phone right now. But what I'll do before we get off the phone line, I will give Ben. Well, you know what? I don't want to give you your phone. I want to give you your phone. Hey Ben, I really don't want to get. Hey Ben, you know what? Go on Facebook. I'll give it to you on Facebook. I'll type it in there.
I'm on Facebook.
Send me something from your. Send me something from your page, Ben.
Okay.
From Best Beats, whatever. Okay, guys. Okay, everyone is listening in right now. We're going to do something a little different. We got 27 minutes left in the show. I want to go back to my man, TL. TL, are you there? TL, are you there?
Hey, Black Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Before I leave, is my interview done? Because I want to say something before I get off the air.
Is this Kendrick's?
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, Kendrick, no, don't go anywhere yet, man. Your interview's not done. Right. So hold on for a second, all right? Kendrick, right. I want you to give your social network so these people can find you online. Can you do that now if you don't mind?
You can follow me on Twitter, @CoreKendricks. That's CORRKendricks. Find me on Facebook, CORRKendricks. Google me. Everything is CoreKendricks, everything. CORRKendricks. If you don't know how to spell Kendrick, then something wrong with you.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to your homegirl over there, Miss Trotter. She does a wonderful job. She's
actually your manager. Shout-out BP Entertainment. My manager, Cindy. Shout-out to all my boys. Shout-out my artist, Kid J. Shout-out my big bro, my producer, Black Tylo. Shout-out my whole label, Misfit Music, Live Legendary. My boy Leggy, just shout out everybody that's been supporting me from day one. My family, my fiance, my kids.
the whole Kendrick's family. It's a movement. It's bigger than what everybody thinks. I just want to shout out everybody. Thanks, Black Caesar, for having me. Much love, man. I'm ready to work, man. Send me that beat.
I see that. I see that, brother. I see you're ready to work, and I see you got a lot going on, man. So don't believe I don't see it. Hey, is Willie still out there?
Hey, I'm still here, Caesar. Hey, Caesar, I got some good news for you, buddy.
Hey, Willie, hold on one second, Willie. I want you to say something. I want my man Kendrick to give you a shout-out, too, Willie. You do a good job here, Willie, and you deserve a shout-out. So, Kendrick, can you give my man Willie a shout-out?
Also, shout-out to Willie, even though he, you know, he's drunk and got a lot going on. You know what I mean? I'm going to be praying for you, baby. So, you know, shout-out to Willie. I like him. He's funny. You know, shout-out the whole movement. Black Caesar and Friends is crazy show. Much love. I'm going to definitely be here next week.
Cool. Hey, we like you, buddy. I'm sure you're like one of my favorite people already, buddy. I'm serious. Hey, you got to come back to us next week, though. I'm going to sell you some of that famous moonshine I'll be making down there. I just gave that copper some moonshine, and me and him were just laughing and talking about old times that we never had. I told you we would go together, but we didn't.
Since you like my music so much, I got a mixtape dropping March 15th, which is my little sister's birthday. March 15th,
okay.
Paragon will be dropping. So make sure y'all look out for that on that piss, and hard copies will be in the city near you.
Cool. That's what's up. Most definitely. Kendrick, thanks a lot, brother. Hey, Bicycle Tony, you still there?
Bill.
Bicycle, you got something to say to my man? Bicycle Tony.
Hey, listen, Tony might be on the bicycle right about now. Why the hell do you think they call him Bicycle Tony? He might be in the wind.
Miss Tony, you there?
She said her car dropped. She just texted me. She said her car dropped.
Okay, cool, man.
Hey,
thank you.
She said her car dropped.
Yeah, thanks, man. 404, your mic is open.
Yeah,
it's
I got
still
a question.
Mom supporting her son.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
It's
that's
still
my mom.
Court's mom. I'm supporting my son. I'm so proud of you.
You know what? And I want to thank you also, Mom, for tuning in because that's a lot of love when you get a mom calling in to a radio show, man. You don't hear that a lot,
but you're
an upstanding parent. You're upstanding mom, and I'm digging it that you called in for your son. You're
that's
showing him
my,
a lot of love.
That's my baby boy.
That's a good thing with your baby boy, man.
I'm proud of you for supporting him because that was me with or someone like bad bitch in the weed. My mother would whoop my ass. I'm serious. She won't support nothing like that. So he got the most support in the world. Right? What are you?
He's grown. He's grown. He can do him, and that's what he's doing. So he can say whatever
the hell
he want to say.
Yes, ma'am. I see you sticking in, Bicycle. Bicycle, you still there?
Hello? Hello?
Bicycle.
You. Yo, boy.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? How are you? All right. Hello?
Hey, somebody turn that damn radio down or that damn computer or whatever, because I got a lot of feedback coming from my damn
book. Yeah, I got you, brother. I don't know who. Oh, that was 215.
Yes.
Okay. Is that Bicycle? Okay. Okay. Your mom is muted out. Let's see. Miss Suave, what's up, Miss Suave?
Hey, Uncle, bye-bye.
I'm not going nowhere.
Miss Suave. Okay, Miss Suave is not there. She's there, but she's not there. Okay, guys, right now, let's go and let my man, Mr. Kendrick, get out of here and with all of his people, man. You got the phone lines flooded, brother. I'm telling you right now, they're flooded. But you are doing a great job, and you guys hooked up with my man Ben. Ben's going to send you his email address. That's what you guys do. Ben, let me see. He's already got me. Okay, Ben. Let me see. Let me get rid of some of these. I got my Facebook page is lit up, dumped up.
Hey,
Ben.
Hey, Caesar. Hey, listen, buddy.
Sir.
Hold on one minute, sir. Ben, I'm about to send you Mr. Core's phone number right now. I'm going to send it to you. Separated for yourself, brother, because we got so much going on right now, man. Let me see.
Cheers.
Okay, Ben, you see?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cheers, I got that.
Okay, cheers. Okay, everyone, check it out. This is Vito right now. My man, Mr. Kendrick, has got a beat from the UK, and that's going to be something that he's going to be working with. I hope it's going to be something good. I hope it's something with my name in it. No, I'm just joking. Hey, no, I'm not joking. I'm serious.
No, it has my name on it.
I know, because you're going to put that in your tag.
Yes, I sent that to you.
Yeah, right. Okay, you sent the tag? Okay, I got you. Okay. Well, Ben, here's the deal, man. You got your tag. I think I should get at least a shout-out in that song somewhere. You don't have to put it in the song, but attach it there somewhere so I'll hear my attachment, all right? And then it'll get played on the radio station because I'll get it to all the if you do a radio edit version, I'll get it to the major radio stations so you can actually look into getting paid, getting a royalty check. Hopefully you're getting your royalty checks right now. If you're not, then everyone tune in to SoundScan. BDS scan, get paid for every 3 months for your music. If you're an artist, don't just do it for fun. Do it for work. Do it for a hustle. Do it to get money, because a lot of these people do it for that. Because hey, man, this is the real world. If you're an artist, then you need to get paid for your music and stuff. And I don't do anything if I'm not getting paid for it. This show right here, we don't get paid for this show. I just do this out of the kindness of my heart, so we can get out there a little bit. But Sister Gidget and Brother Lakeem, they're always on top of it. They show me a lot of love, and I appreciate them. Willie, I appreciate you too, man. Guys, thanks for tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where we keep it hype right here. We got a great crowd tonight. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in. I appreciate my people over in Africa. I'm sorry, brother. I can't stop. I appreciate my people over in Africa that called in. I see you guys also. I know it's like about 3-something in the morning over there right now, Thursday. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate my people over in Japan actually listening in tonight. I know you guys are listening because I talked to you earlier. So I appreciate everybody that's out there that's listening in. And I just want to say thank you guys for being here with me. And I appreciate it, man. It's good you got people that actually tune in and check you out. So I appreciate
it. Hey, Caesar, can I say something, Caesar? Yeah. I appreciate you, buddy, for giving me a spot on your damn show, buddy. I mean, it's just really heartwarming just to know I got a good black fella on my side, on my team like that.
Is money out there? Is money out there? Okay. Yeah, she. What's up, man?
Hey, Caesar, I appreciate your buddy letting me on the show. I'm serious. I mean, I got much love for you, buddy, and that Gidget and that Drive team, and hell with 12A. I don't know who the hell she is really to this day. I don't know who she is. Why you let her?
Do what now? You don't know who it is.
I don't know why you let that damn Suave on the show. I don't know what the hell wrong with you with that, buddy. I really don't know.
Where
is? I don't know what's up with Ms. Suave either, because I've been calling her name and she's not on the phone line, but I'm looking at her phone number. So hopefully we'll get that taken care of. I have somebody calling your name, Willie.
Willie.
There's Willie.
Willie Hatcher.
Damn, Willie. Can
you let you go?
Excuse me. What are you saying?
Let you go. This
Martha Willie. Yeah, let me go. You know, I gave him some moonshine and I got some money off him to get back to Mississippi.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Willie, what you doing with all the red pipes and stuff in your car?
Yeah, what you doing all that?
Well, I told him I just rented the truck and I didn't tell him it was my truck. Well, they didn't even run the damn plates. They said they were going to run the plates. I just told them that it wasn't my truck, and I rented the truck or whatever, and that moonshine I told them I had it for sale, you know, but they went over and bought the damn moonshine. They let me go. They say it like moonshine. I let them taste it. I said, buddy, you just taste it one time, I guarantee you're going to let me go. And they let me go.
Well, don't you know anytime you work at a rental, they knew you was lying anyway, because anytime you work at a rental place, you run a car, you should work there, they automatically clean the cars out.
Well,
they
got that moonshine, damn it, it was all over with then.
You should have sent me something through the phone then.
I'm going to get you some down there, buddy. I'm serious. I'm going to get you some, Arthur. You and Caesar have a good old damn time when I give you this damn moonshine.
Yeah, I need about 2 gallons of.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to get the 4 gallons. You don't ask for two. I'll get you about 4 gallons down there. You can get it by the weekend.
Hell, I don't need no damn 12 gallons. You trying to kill me, hell.
Hey, I got a 267 number. Your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Oh man, what's up? My name is Dot. I was just still on the line. I was still listening and tuning into what was going on. Cindy is also my manager too. I was just, you know, here representing, holding it down for Core, you know. Whatever joints y'all had on the playlist.
Let me ask you a question. What's your name, brother? What's your name?
My name is S Dot.
S Dot. Okay.
Yeah, S-D-O-T.
S Dot. You're an artist?
Yeah, I rap.
Okay, S Dot, this is what you need to do. You need to get on the phone with Cindy Trotter and tell her to call me and give me your information. We'll get you on the phone for interview.
Definitely. She did tell me to call. She did message me and stuff like that. It was just a little loud because I'm a little outside. That's why I didn't ask. But she told me to call. I'm
going to
definitely get it.
I got a question for you. You got some recorded music already?
Yeah, I got recorded music. I'm working on my third CD.
I tell you what, this is what you do. Next week, you get in touch with Caesar, and you come back next week with one of them recorded songs. I want to hear it, damn it. I do want to hear it, seriously.
Hey, Willie, you can't do that, man. We don't have a show where the man can come on next week with his song. I got people booked up right now into March. I'm like at the end of March right now. I got major people booked up already.
Okay,
I can't do that. But if he goes through the proper channel, like I told him, like I just got through telling him with Cindy Trotter, Cindy will hook him up, she will get his date, and she will get the date back to you, sir, if you don't mind.
Right, exactly.
Listen, let me tell you something. If it ain't really nothing, somebody booked on the show next week, I don't want to damn hear it, seriously.
Hey, Willie, you know what? That's cool, man. We really don't care what you want to hear, Willie, because you just got busted for crystal methane, man. What are you doing, nigga?
Hey, Caesar. Put my damn business out there, Caesar. I'm telling you, buddy.
Don't you know that I'm your black Cinderella? Me have the man dem chiller, whoa, whoa. Say I'm a DJ, Black Caesar. Just go and keep it nice, God. This is Patra, the queen of the pack. So watch that.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in to the show. We appreciate you. And we love you all, man. We really do. That was my girl, Patra, giving me a drop, the queen of Jamaica. What's up?
Hey, check this out, man. It's the world premiere for the Nerve DJ Conference Call, man. It's your boy, Dro. My new single is Racked Off. Shout out to everybody who out there dealing with the record, messing with your boy. I ain't going nowhere. Grand Hustle is here to stay. Young Dro in the building. The King is back. Hey, man, it's turning a new leaf, bro. We in the building. Racked Off.
You know what? It is the Nerve DJs, man. That's what we do around here, brothers and sisters. We are the Nerve DJs, so if you guys don't have your music out there, get them to the Nerve DJs. Get it to me. I'm a Nerve DJ, and I'll get it out there, man. I'll get your songs out there, get you guys in rotation on the radio stations, get your music played in nightclubs, get your music played in the radio, at the internet radio stations, get your music played everywhere.
We'll get your music out there, brothers and sisters.
NerdDJ.com.
That's what we do, and we love doing it, man. We love breaking new artists. We love breaking everyone's music, man. I got a lot going on, brothers, and I want to hook every one of you guys up with what I got going on. I got a new reality show coming out real soon. Not my show, but it's actually this chick's up in Memphis. Miss Mary, it's her show. I'm going to be hosting that show this month, this week, this year, man. I'll be hosting that show. Hopefully it's coming up real soon. I don't know when, but hopefully it's real soon because we got to get on
the what the hell is wrong with you, man? What the hell are you talking like that, Cedar? Damn, you drunk. You got too much damn moonshine in your damn system. What the hell is going on, sister? You need to get what the hell are you trying to stay out right?
Wow, man, I thought I was getting it out right. I'm not talking right, man. What are you talking about?
So you said you were slurring or drunk or something. You were confused for a minute or something, buddy.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Hey, Willie, does that sound familiar to you, Willie?
Hold up for a second, Cesar. Cesar, hold up, buddy. I think I've got another problem. I ain't even got to the damn state line yet. Hold on.
Hey, you got another cop after you, man. Okay. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in tonight. It's been a great show. We appreciate ya. Hey, thanks a lot for coming in every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time. You can tune in and check us out where we do live interviews with Mace. We do interviews with Mace and Independent.
That's why I want you to know I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking if to change his way.
What the hell was that singing?
Hey, I don't know what that was, man. Who is that?
Hey, Caesar. That's your buddy right there. He told me to tell you. We're doing a wonderful job on the show. They tuned in and they wanted some more damn moonshine. That's why they pulled me over.
I got you, bro. I got you, man. That's what's up. Who was that singing, though, man?
I think that's one for somebody. That's Wale, I believe. I think that's Wale. Is she still on her mind?
That's not Miss Wale, brother.
Who the hell is that?
Oh, that was Martha.
I'll be there, please.
Martha, what the hell are you doing over there? Martha. I think she thinks she has her phone on mute.
Hey, Caesar, I think she thinks she got her phone on mute.
Hey, you know what, brother? I just put her on mute, so she's on mute now for real. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in every Wednesday. Check it out. Every Wednesday night, we have a radio show right here. Tune in next week. We're going to have another show. Let me see what we got coming next week. You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm not going to tell you guys because I don't like sharing that information. But in the near future, we're going to have my man DMX on the show. We're going to have his brother-in-law on the show in a couple of weeks, DJ Pac-Man. That's his brother-in-law. And we're going to have Brad Lunas on the show. We're going to have I'm just going to tell you some people that we're going to have on our shows in the near future. We got Nikki on the coming on the show. We got Chris Davis on the show from Rentless Ambition T-Shirts. He's going to be on the show. We have Alicia Lane going to be on the show. We got a lot of great people going to be on the show. We got my man Marco going to be on. Kane Marco going to be on the show next week. I'll tell you one of the names, Kane Marco. That guy right there. He's dealing with the Nerd DJs. He's dealing with Big Boy over there. We just want to show him a lot of love. This guy, Big O, I'm sorry, Big O. He's dealing with Big O. Big O is his guy. That's who's representing him. And I just want to give shouts out to Miss Trotter again, who's off the phone lines. Miss Trotter is an excellent excellent manager. Actually, she's supposed to be my manager also. That's coming up in a couple of days. Also, Mammy Mike, Soulja Boy's manager,
is going to be managing me also. Just letting you guys know what's going on, and hopefully you guys will get some information out of us in the near future. Hey, Willie, you got anything you want to say before we let everybody go?
Yeah, I want to say this to you, Caesar. I don't give a damn about paying that damn rent. I'm not going to pay it to you. You can kiss my white ass. I don't give a damn.
Wow.
Hey, tell them one more time, baby.
Rennet McMath.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm screaming, buddy.
What did they say? I didn't even hear them.
God damn
it, Caesar.
You need to open your damn ears. Hold on.
You better redneck and lie.
Okay. I think they said you're a redneck lie. Wow. Oh, that sounds like my cousin over there. I hear it. I know that lands anywhere. cousin.
Hey, Caesar.
Hey, check it out.
I got to watch some of your people up here. Hey, I met up with some of your people. We about to have a party.
Hey, you're in Chicago, bro. I thought you was in California. I thought you were in Florida.
Well, God damn it, I'm going to tell everybody where the hell I'm at. I'm in Chicago, buddy.
Damn, this nigga is lying, man. This dude is... Okay, Dad. Hey, we'll see everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And, Shan, thank you for tuning in, too, man.
Hey, I'm not going to tell everybody on the show where I'm at. I got the damn FBI and everybody looking for me, buddy. I can't tell you exactly where I'm at.
I got you, brother. I got you. Hey, check it out, Dad. We got my man, Kendrick. Thanks a lot for coming on the show tonight, man.
I'm not your damn brother, Caesar, if you ever say that shit again, buddy.
Okay, all right. Hey, thanks everybody tuning in. We'll holler at you later. Show is over. We gotta go. We ain't gotta go. We gotta get out of here.